We are learning Masechet Shabbos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Menayin lepeletas shechva zera b'yoyim ashlishi shehi temeya. How do you know that if an isha expels shechva zera the third day after it went into her, that it's still tamei? That means that the shechva zera already is spoiled enough that it can't be Mazria, then the halacha is that it's not matam anymore. But the Mishnah is saying, how do we know that on the third day it's still royal Azria and therefore it's tamei? Shenema, hayu nuchayinu m'shloishas yom. Hayu nuchayinu m'shloishas yom. It says by Matan Torah that the Yidin should be pirish for 3 days from their wives in order that they should be tar for Matan Torah. So it sounds like that within 3 days, if she expels Shechva Zera, then it'll be Tomei, make her Tomei. But after that, even if she expels Shechva Zera, it won't be Tomei anymore. So you see, the first 3 days, it's still Tomei, and afterwards, it's not Tomei anymore. And the Gemara will expand on this a little bit. Another thing, there'll be 4 cases in the Mishnah, and Kederach, the Parak of Rabbi Kiva, which has these halachas, that we bring Raya from Sukkim to the halachas. The second halacha of the Mishnah. How do you know you're allowed to wash a baby on the third day? On the third day of the Mila. Even with hot water, you're allowed to wash the baby. Because it's sakana. How do you know on the third day it's sakana for the baby? It says in the pasuk regarding Shechem that Shimon Velevi came on the third day after the Mila and killed the whole city of Shechem out. And it says on the third day they were in a lot of pain. So you see on the third day they're still in a matzav of sakana. On the third day they were very shvach, very weak, and it was very easy to capture them. So you see from the pasuk, it's a remez in the pasuk, and even on the third day after the Mila, they're still weak and they're still a sakana. And it's a shayla in the paiskim if the third day is worse than the second first day, or just even the third day, they're still in bad shape. So that's the second halacha of the Mishnah. The third halacha is v'nayin shekoyshim loshen shel zohiris v'roish sar mesaleach. On Yom Kippur, there was 2 se'irim they brought. One was brought as a carbon, and one was sent to the Azazel. And they made a geirul to know which one is which. And the one that they sent to Azazel, which means they threw it down a mountain and it broke into pieces, they used to tie a red string to the horns, to the head, somewhere on the head. And if they got a kapara, it turned white. So how do you know this Indian that they did on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, they tied this red string to the head of a Sar Mishleach? Shneim, it says in the Pasuk, Im yu chata eichem kishonim, if your chataim are like shonim, which is loshen of red, kishel galbinu, will turn white. So that's what a kapara for that was. The fourth halach is, v'nayin l'sicha shikashiyah, how do you know that smearing is like drinking? Someone smears oil on himself, it's like drinking. It's like drinking on Yom Kippur. There's a zechel dava from the pasuk shenema, v'tovei kamayim bekir boy. The water came into him u'koshemim v'atzmoisav, and like shemen into his bones. And the drasha is that just like mayim bekir boy means drinking, and we compare it to shemen, which is shemen v'atzmoisav, which is sicha, which is smearing. So you see, drinking is like smearing. Tosis speaks out that's not a mamash raya gomer, because really, pasuk on the pasuk with tavim mayim bekibra means washing yourself in water and not drinking water. Back upon him, that is the 4 nekudas in our Mishnah. We have that pelet shechva zera on the third day is still royal lahazria and it's still tamei. And the second halacha is gabi mila v'yer mashlishi, it's sakana. Third halacha is gabi the red string on the head of a sar mashtaleach. And the fourth halacha is sicha kishia. And our Gemara is going to deal with a nice few blat here about peletas. And v'hamistayif, which means all the things that come along with that, which is Matan Torah and all the different things about Matan Torah. Zok the Gemara. Reisha that says that on the third day, it's still matame, the Shechva Zera is still matame, the Reisha is loikar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We'll learn momentarily that Rav Elazar ben Azariah's shita is that by the third day already it's tar. It's only viable for 2 days. On the third day already, it's not royal Azariah and it's tar. So Gemara says, Reisha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Reisha of this Mishnah talks about Peletas, is not like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And Seifa is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Seifa, Machitza Mesamila, is actually Rav Elazar ben Azariah's own words that he says later on in Perek Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It says clearly this halacha of this halacha of achitzim es amila. So first mishnah, kuf lam adalat on my base, the mishnah there says, machitzim es akot b'yam p'nei b'yam b'nach amila, l'zafon b'yadam l'v'kliv, l'ezim azar yoyim, machitzim es akot b'yam ha-shlishi, shchalis b'shavis, shenema, b'yam ha-shlishi, b'yayisim k'yavim. So it's l'ezim azar is memra. So the problem is the ratio is not like l'ezim azar, because it says on the third day it's still tummy. And we know l'ezim azar holds on the third day it's tar. And safe as l'ezim azar, the Rachel like Ozaria, a safe goes on Ozaria. Deacon goes on Ozaria, Tyrus Shimon Ale, he holds his Tahar. So, how can you say that the Rachel the says Tame, fear of Ozaria is Tar? So, Zach the Gemara, there's two ways always when you have a steer in a Mishnah, that one Rachel is one man Tana, and the safe is another Tana, there are two ways to go about it. One way is to say that there's a mistake in the Girsa in the Mishnah, or you'll say it's talking about two different cases. The other way to say is, yeah, the Reish is one Tana, and Seif is another Tana. And you find, Rashi brings down, that you find in Baba Metzia, Perek HaMafkis, which I did, that there's different ways to fix up the Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, Mandaloi Muki Ketanoi, those Amoraim who don't like saying that the Mishnah is talking about two different Tanoim, they'll learn like this, Tana Reish HaTaira, they'll change, make a mistake, they'll change the Girsa in the Mishnah, and they'll take a learn, Menayim Pleshur Hazer, B'yam Shlishi, that's Tahira. That's what I can learn. Tana Reisha Tahira. Umukul Alakulak Lazar Azariah. And then the whole Mishnah is like Lazar Azariah. Uman the Mukum Katanoi. And those Amoraim don't care to put a Mishnah, Reisha one Tana and Sefer another Tana. So then, Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer Kerazar Azariah. Then you'll say, Reisha is Taka the Rabbanon, and the Sefer is Lazar Azariah. And it's Nishka Farlach. That means there's two ways to answer our Mishnah. Basically, either you're going to change the gear set to Tahira, and Shtim's whole Mishnah is where Lazar Azariah, or Taka the Reisha is the Rabbanon, the Sefer is Lazar Azariah. And now I want to go ahead and learn the Braisa of the different shitas of Peletas and how long does a Shechva Zera stay viable, that's Royal Azria, and then it's Tame. How many days is that? How many days? How many Oinois? We'll see. Oina is a 12-hour period. A day or a night is called the Oina. That's called the Oina. Zok the Gemara. Tanar Abonim. There'll be three shitas in this Braisa, and we'll see. Omabez will be a fourth shita. Tanar Abonim. Peleta Shechazera b'yem ha'shlishi tahira. The Isha who expelled Shechazera on the third day, that Shechazera is tahira. The Rav Lozman Azariah. Lozman Azariah holds totally in days, and by the third day, it's not viable anymore. And Rashi explains that it comes out, it's possible that it only could be two full oinus and already, you know, two full oinus plus, and it's already not Royal Azriah. What would be the example? Let's say he was Meshamash on a Thursday, an hour before Shkiah. So then you have Thursday, Friday. By Shabbos, it's the third day, it's already not Tame anymore. And you only had two full oinas that they were Pirish. Only on Friday. Thursday night and Friday day. By Friday night, Shabbos, already it's Shabbos, third day already. So only two full oinas, shleimos, it's already, it could be, the smallest shear, it will be that it's Tahar. That the Rav Lozman Azariah. The Iker is the third Tolian days, and by the third day, it's not viable. And it's possible to be, even if they were Shamash on Thursday, on Shabbos will be Tahar. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a Pum Shem Dalar Oinos, Pum Shem Hain Oinos, Pum Shem Vav Oinos. Sometimes it could be four Oinos, sometimes it could be five Oinos, sometimes it could be six Oinos. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that Peletes, it's Tomei still on the third day. It's still Tomei on the third day. On the fourth day, it's Tahar. So now it depends. If he's Mishamish Wednesday night right before Shkiah, then by Shabbos is already the fourth day, so Shabbos is Tahar. But how many Oinos do you have? You only had four full Oinos, because you had Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. And then Shabbos is four Oinos. Four, remember, is a 12-hour period, or a night or a day. That's an Oino. So then you have only four Oinos. So look at Rishmael's words. Pam Hashem Dal Oinos. Sometimes 3 days is five oinus. How? If he was Pirish from the morning on Thursday, on Wednesday, so you have Wednesday, then you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday, that's five oinus. And Pam Shem Vav oinus, if the Mishamish beginning of the night, Tuesday night, so then you have Wednesday night, Wednesday, altogether, you can have six oinus. So that's what comes after. Shmuel says, everything's told you on the fourth day, it's Tahar. And being the fourth day, it could be three different options. It could be Dalar Oinos, Hein Oinos, or Six Oinos. So the both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah holds, totally in days. So Machlekes is the third day or the fourth day. Rabbi Kiva Imer, you know how long the Shechar Zara lasts? La'ilam hei oinus. It always is five. La'ilam hei. Five oinus. That's all it lasts after that. No matter how many days, not days, it's always five full oinus, and then it becomes not viable. Then Yatusa mixes oinus rishoina. If, let's say, Wednesday, when Shamash on Wednesday night, you know, half the oinus, so you have to go a half oinus into. You have to go a half a oina into Friday day, or if the Mashamash says half a Wednesday morning, half a Wednesday day, so you have to go a half a oina into Shabbos. You always need five full oinas. But Yotza mixes oina Rishon, Yotza mixes oina Shishas. You need a little bit of the sixth oina. So that's the three shitas in our brisa. Amaru Rabbana Kameder Papa, they said over this brisa, these shitas in front of. No, they said over these shitas. We say over Akasha. When I say over Kasha that they said on this Brisa, Amru Rabbana Kameder Rav Papa, I'm the popular Rava, they said over this following Kasha in front of Rav Papa, and some say Rav Papa said this following Kasha to Rava. Bishloim Lozim Lozaria Kirabonon the Amri Beheyav the Prisha. We will see, we have a Machlekes later on in the Gemara. When was the Prisha? Now the Gemara later on says like this, that for sure the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos morning the Torah was given. Shabbos morning. That's what Torah was given. And the shaila just is, when was Rosh Chodesh? And Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday or Monday, and the nafkamina will be is, when were they Pirish? So it was Machlokes Tanoim, if they were Pirish on Thursday. Remember, Shabbos morning is the Torah, Torah is given. Either they were Pirish, they got the mitzvah's Prisha to be Pirish and wife on Thursday, or on Wednesday. So let's keep Cheshbon. So either they were Pirish on Thursday or on Wednesday. So Gemara says like this. Bishlam Levelas Mazaria holds that the third day already it's Tahira. Karabbanon, the Amrehe of a Prisha, he holds that the Rabbanon, that on Thursday they did Prisha, so a Karchas Mukach, that by the third day it's Tahar. Because if they only perish on Thursday, so it means maybe they were Mashamish before the Mitzvah's Prisha, let's say on Wednesday night or on Thursday morning. And if Shabbos is still viable, so they're not going to help anything, they might become Tami by the day of Tahira. So it must be the third day is Tahira. That's fear of Lezbishlam, that's what Lezbazari holds. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds that it's the fourth day Tahar. He's Krab Yais, the Modal of Prisha, that they'll perish on Wednesday. So you see, Klar, and by the fourth day, it's Tahar. Ela Rabbi Kiva, Keman, who's Rabbi Kiva like? Rabbi Kiva says five oinus exactly. Which man the Yama is he like? Is he like the fifth day or on Wednesday or on Thursday? Who's he like? Because he says that you need a full oinus, like where do you see, how do you know such a thing? All you see in the psukim is days. You don't see anything about oinus. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Kamal, Oilam Krab Yesi, Hozak Krab Yesi. When the Prisha was, the Chi of Prisha happened on Wednesday. They told all the Eden to be perished and a wife on Wednesday. Kedomar Vada Bahava, Moisha, and Samar doesn't explain how he stims like Krab Yesi. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the first day of Shchaydash, every day he went up in the morning, came back down to tell Eden something, went back up to Hashem, said what Eden answered. So all these Aliyas and Yeridas, Rav Adar Bahava says, were always in the morning. Right in the morning, first thing in the morning, Netzachama. Moshe Vashkama, Allah Vashkama Yerid. He went up to Shemaim Vashkama and he came down Vashkama. Vashkama Allah the Chseva Yashke Moshe Vabayke Vayal HaHarsina. He woke up in the morning of HaHarsina. Vashkama Yerid the Chsev Leich Reid Valisa Atavar Nimecha. Where's the Hekish, the Yerida to Aliyah. Makish Yerida to Aliyah. Ma Aliyah Vashkama Afirida Vashkama. So it comes out like what? That he came down to the Yidin Wednesday morning by Netzachama. He came in the morning and said, you have to be Pirish. So it comes out, they were Pirish Wednesday, then Wednesday night, that's two oinus. Thursday is three oinus. Thursday night is four oinus. And Friday is five oinus. Perfect. Shabbos is Matan Torah. So he's held by Shkoma Yerid and Shkoma Allah. So in the morning, he already told them to be Pirish. They were Pirish already Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, there are 5 days, five oinus that they were Pirish, and that's why, that's all. That's, after that, anything that she's pilot, she's not tummy. And she's not tummy at night anymore. And finished. She's not tummy because after five oinus, it is tar. And that's why the mitzvah's prisha was bright in the morning, Wednesday morning. That's what comes after Rabbi Kiva. Very about Akasha. Lovely the man, Luhu. Why did they have to tell him the mitzvah's prisha bright early in the morning. You could have told him Prisha in the middle of the day Wednesday, and still you would be certain that there were five Einas that they were Pirish. Why? They don't do Tashas right day anyway. So what's the problem? If you tell your parish on Wednesday, you give them the mitzvah's prisha, any time on Wednesday, you know it'll be five oinas that will be clean. Because they're not mishamash by day on Wednesday. The last time they had to mishamash was Tuesday night. And then it's fine. You have five full oinas. You have Wednesday day and then five oinas. So what's the problem? And for the Gemara, Amarava, Emoya base, Afal, Mutter. Rava says that if it's a dark house, it's Mutter. Betzim now mishamash v'yoyim, like Rashi brings down, because it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, boiza derachav yamos. Derachav is lashon of tashvish. Boiza derachav means someone who embarrasses his wife. That's yamos, because by day it's not sneas, it's too light, and therefore it's asa. Rava says if it's a dark house, then it's mutter. And not alachav am Rava tenir papa talmud chacham mafal b'talisa mutter. Talmud chacham, even if it's not a dark house, could cover with his blanket, and it also be mutter. Dafka Tam Chacham is allowed to do it, like Rashi says, because he's tsunua and he won't look. And also, it's mavoyer in the halachas, because since he's a Talmud Chacham, he won't do this often. He'll do this very not often. Therefore, it's mutter of Talmud Chacham to mafal with talisa and mutter. But upon him, the Gemara is saying is possible by day, and therefore there had to be a tzivui v'hashkama early in the morning Wednesday, and therefore you got yourself five einos. And after five einos, anything that she expels already is not royal azria, and it won't be any more tummy.